Reverse transmission. Slow down. Slow down. Whoa. Break. Car. No!
It looks like something slipped past my sensors. Will you please step outside and identify the hazard for me?
That was a guy. You hit a person. Oh, God. Oh, my God. He's not moving. Car, what do we do? Oh, my God. Call 911.
I think you might be upset. Try to relax. Is the person breathing?
I can't tell. I think so.
Okay. Listen to me very carefully. Drag him over here and put him in the trunk.
The trunk? Do you have life support in there or something? Or do you have an ambulance mode?
Okay. Listen to me very carefully. Just drag him over here and put him in the trunk.
No, shouldn't I not move him?
I've been told that in a medical emergency, every second counts. Please drag him over here and put him in the trunk.
Okay. Oh, I'm seriously gonna screw this guy up by putting him in the trunk. You're definitely not supposed to move people. Oh, God. I'm gonna suffer a nerve rupture or something.
Just do your best.
Okay. His head and arms are in. He's super heavy, though. I think I'm gonna have to fold him over.
That's great.
Okay. Okay, this is... Oh, my God. Okay. He's in. He doesn't look good. I think I made it worse.
Perfect. Now shut the trunk.
Okay. Now, Car, we're going straight to the hospital. Car, come back!
Farley in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you for your call. You're on the air from Michigan.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Farley. Go ahead.
I've been listening to this whole thing, and my question is, why wouldn't Jay call 911?
Well, she doesn't have a phone.
So you wave someone down who does. I mean, like, God, you don't just drag a body all around.
Okay, how about it, Professor? Why didn't Jay do something else?
That's a little outside my field, but I'd have to say shock. If you listen, she's not even crying. I think she's just in shock and waiting for Carr to come back around and pick her up.
And eventually, it does.